Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
2020 Sports on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
7:25 is your time. If you are just tuning in now, heading out to work or whatever you do, and you would like a recap of what we've heard so far, there's one overriding theme. Many Eagle fans think that the game was determined on the very first play of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And just so you understand, that there was a man in the booth there that also went completely nuts when the refs decided that the recovery of the fumble on the opening kickoff was not by the Eagles. It was too hard to determine. Listen to Merrill Reese's reaction.
After review of the play, there was a fumble on the play. However, we do not have a clear recovery by the
what?
What? The ruling on the field stands as
what?
Oh,
first
boy.
Down.
Oh,
can you believe
that? Is unbelievable. That is a disgrace.
We're in Texas.
That is a disgrace.
Whoa.
That is a disgrace. We do not have a clear recovery. That is a disgrace.
I've never heard
on the phones with us is the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese, who's seen a lot of football in his day. Hi, Merrill.
Hi, Andrew. I still think it's a disgrace.
Merrill, seriously, you've seen a lot of football. It's hard to find a play worse than that to start a game, is it?
Well, yes. In a word, yes. And it's when do you ever see, unless it's in the open field, a clear-cut fumble recovery? Usually, there's a whole pile, and they unstack them. And very often, the person who comes up with the football didn't even recover the fumble. He wedged it away from somebody else.
Yeah, exactly.
All you had here was a pile of green. All you had to do was look at the color. There wasn't a white shirt anywhere near the ball.
You know what, Mal, we're all looking. I got a still shot. There's no cowboy near the ball, and Doug loses a challenge even though it was a fumble. They didn't even see that fumble. It was obvious.
They made three mistakes on the same play. And how about this?
Yep.
The Cowboys' defense was already out on the field.
Yeah, they knew, right? That was the thing. I was listening to you, Mal, while I was watching the game, and you had reported that. I went, well, this is all a token announcement. They're acknowledging
sure.
that they lost the ball.
Sure. It was absolutely unbelievable to see something like that. And listen, I don't believe that's why they lost the game, but it played a big role in that it would have changed the entire complexion of that game, even if they got 3 points, just to get on the board first.
All right, then, Merrill, you know what I have to ask you? What did determine the outcome of that game, in your eyes?
Well, a lot of things. Number one, the inability of the offense to even move the ball to do anything in the first half. Absolutely nothing. There were certain plays that you look at. For example, late in the first half, they had moved into field goal range. And at that point, there was a sack strip of the ball on Carson Wentz. You must get rid of the ball. You cannot take a sack at that point. So not only did they rob themselves of an opportunity to kick a field goal, they gave Dallas enough time to go downfield, and they ended up with another 3 points on a 62-yard field goal. That was number one. Number two, throughout the entire game, they were gashed time and time again by Zeke Elliott. I felt that to win this game, to have a chance, they had to hold them to maybe 100 yards. You're not asking too much. 100 yards, not 124 yards on the ground and 12 receptions. And the third thing, and this is huge, the defense played their hearts out. The defensive line was great. For the most part, they were terrific in the red zone. But nobody could cover Amari Cooper. Absolutely nobody could cover him. The Cowboys' season changed entirely with that acquisition. A lot of people thought, how can they give up a first-round draft choice? That changed their season because when they didn't sign when they didn't sign Dez Bryant, they had no deep threat. They brought in Amari Cooper, and that offense changed.
You know what really bugs me, Merrill, that they did that and Cooper had such an amazing effect? And the Eagles brought in Golden Tate, who has had very little effect. He had one catch yesterday for 7 yards. How did they not get a guy who was as good as Tate has been more involved in this offense? Can you explain that?
I can't. I really can't. And I know that we had been waiting for Tate to emerge as a big part of the offense, and we saw that last week in the Washington game. But as to what they were able to see during the game, why they did not have him in a more prominent role yesterday, I don't understand. Perhaps Doug can explain what the defense was doing. But really, that hurt. That hurt. And, of course, don't forget, they got Tate, and he is more of a slot receiver. The guy that they – you talk about what they didn't have this year. They didn't have Torrey Smith. Now, Torrey Smith dropped some balls during the season last year, had a very good playoff run. But Torrey Smith was a downfield receiver. He was a speed receiver, an outside receiver. So they replaced him with Mike Wallace, thinking, well, Wallace is that same kind of receiver with maybe even better hands. And Wallace was hurt in the second game, and he hasn't been replaced. But yesterday, I mean, we've seen all season that Aguilar can do a lot of those things. I mean, I hope it doesn't get lost that he made one of the great catches that I have ever seen near the end of that game.
That was awesome. A great call by you on that play, too, Merrill. Merrill, I guess what this all comes down to is, what do we learn about the year after the Super Bowl? What's the message here?
You know, they talk about the fact that this is the Super Bowl team.
Yeah.
Well, the Eagles forever will be the Super Bowl 52 champions. But they are a team comprised of a lot of different people. You start looking, as I mentioned, Torrey Smith, and you can go to LeGarrette Blount, and you can go to members of the coaching staff, and you can go to Bo Allen, who was a big guy in the locker room and in the rotation. Most of the time this year, Timmy Jernigan has been out. So if you look at the pieces of this team, a lot of the integral pieces of last year's team are gone. So it's a different team, and they have to rebuild and do it all over again, and that's not easy.
You know, it's amazing, Merrill. If they had just performed as well as you did this year, we'd still be in the playoff picture, probably undefeated. Another great season by you, Merrill. It's just disappointing that their chances really went down the drain yesterday in Dallas. It's upsetting.
Well, they did. Yeah. For everything but a remote mathematical chance, yes.
Right.
For all practical purposes, they're not going to the playoffs. But listen, it's been tough. A lot of guys worked hard, and you only hope they can regroup and make some moves next year that put them right back in the hunt, because I think Ray pointed out this is not a great division to make a move in. The one thing that gave me strength early in the season and gave me optimism was the fact that you looked at what they were doing and you said they are still clearly the best team in this division.
Yes.
Which they were until Dallas made the Amari Cooper trade and the Eagles suffered some injuries that they never came back from.
100% right. Merrill, thank you as always. Great job. We will talk to you again soon. Thanks, Merrill.
See you, Ange.
Voice of the Eagles, reliving the horrors of yesterday's game.